Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone.
I'm so happy to be joined by my favorite soccer player in the world. Maybe he doesn't know that he's my favorite soccer player in the world, but once Rob said, hey, he's a big Drake fan like you, I was like, you know what? It was a question mark around, is he my favorite soccer player? Now, exclamation point. He's my favorite soccer player in the world. I'm very happy to be joined by Gianluca Busio of Sporting Kansas City joining us on the show today. Busio, appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me again.
I do feel very, very honored that at least how it was communicated to me, you wanted to come on the show today. You could have went on any sports talk radio show in the world, but you chose to be on this show, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So, I was told that Drake is your favorite artist. What's your favorite Drake song?
I like a lot of his like slower ones where he tries to like actually, you know, sing a little bit. So I'm in Feel No Waves, probably from the Views album.
Okay, so you like more of singing Drake. Like, I like more rapping Drake, but my favorite song is Controller. Yeah. So like, I kind of like the singing too.
Yeah, I like the vibe. I mean, right now, you know, it's summer, so the windows down kind of vibe with the, you know, like a passion fruit playing or something like that.
Would you have any problem with Drake wearing one of your jerseys? Because typically, if he wears your sports, your sports jersey, that means something terrible is going to happen to you.
No, I would not. I would not even think about the curse if I saw Drake wearing my jersey.
See, I would be really worried or superstitious about that. Like, you guys are so regimented, you believe in certain things that anything can throw it off whack. So, like, if you were, like, scrolling on Instagram and then you saw him wearing your jersey, at first it would be, like, really cool that he acknowledged you and you like his music, but then I'd be really worried after that.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, but I'd be more excited that Drake is a superstar wearing my jersey. That's probably what I'd be thinking about, but... We'll see what happens after that.
So I was on, I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, I was on some social media thing, and I saw a video of you shooting baskets, and I'm thinking, what can't this kid do? So you, like, shot it off of somebody's roof, and then it went in the basket. What happened?
Yeah, I was on the other side of the goal, and I shot it over the goal, hit our roof, and then came back and went in.
So I actually want you to tell us a story, because I'm a big believer that, like, somebody has, like, a you in their life. Because I'm imagining, like, you were just always much more athletic than everybody else. So, like, you used to, like, always beat everybody. But there was, like, one person that used to beat you. So I always tell this story about this kid I grew up with. His name is Dustin Andrews. Dustin Andrews was just better than me at everything. Better than me at football, better than me at basketball, better than me at track. He would just beat me at everything. You were a lot of people's Dustin Andrews. But who was that person for you that just beat you in everything?
I would definitely say my brother. He was 100%. Because I was always trying to beat him. He's a couple years older than me. He's 24 now, so he's always older than me. And, you know, when I was younger, he would always, you know, he's kind of how I am now. He was always the basketball star. He was, you know, good at soccer and in football and all these sports. And I was trying to, you know, beat him up at his own sport. And, you know, we played one-on-one every day outside in our backyard. You know, we played one-on-one basketball, and he'd always beat me, and, you know, he had a couple of years on me, but, you know, it always made me so mad, and I could never beat him in anything. Now I haven't beat him a couple of things. Still very competitive, I would say, but I think he's definitely my toughest competitor, no matter how far I make it. He's definitely going to be the one that I'll find hard to beat.
So who was the or when was the time where you finally beat him for the first time? Like, there was that pivotal moment in your life in which you finally emerged victorious playing your brother in whatever sport.
I wouldn't say I'd have to think way back, because he was tore both his ACLs the past year. So I kind of haven't been able to play on the field with him or on the court or anything just so recently. But the first one I think back to is probably a couple of years ago before all that. When I went back home for our offseason, we went to a little pickup game of soccer in our hometown. And, you know, I was always I think I had him beaten that day. You know, I had some nice goals. And, you know, he beat his team a couple times. So I definitely remember that day. You know, playing with some other kids, you know, from the park we used to play with, and not beat them. So I think that's the one I remember.
Right now, we're talking to Gianluca Abbuccio, Sporting Kansas City, just kind of catching up with them. So, since the last time we talked to you, something major has happened in your life. You were on the Gold Cup roster. You're their second youngest player. How cool of an honor is that?
Yeah, especially, you know, I grew up my whole life playing for the youth national teams, and I went to a U-17 World Cups with USA, and now I'm the kind of pathway is complete, really. You know, I'm going to the men's national team next week, so I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, I'm proud that I can, you know, represent my country at the highest level.
One thing that I really like about talking to you is, like, you're really cool at, like, being humble about doing all these, like, really cool things. You're like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, you made the Gold Cup team. You're 19 years old. Like, I'd be way more excited about that than you seem to be.
Yeah, I definitely am a lot more excited than I probably show. I think I keep it to myself. And, you know, when I'm in my house alone, you know, I'll you know, show it a little bit and be like, you know, I'm actually in the Gold Cup roster. It's a pretty big thing. But, you know, I try to look at it as, you know, I still got a lot more to do. So the next step is trying to win the Gold Cup. And then maybe I'll be a little more excited. But this is just the first step, and I'm happy I can get this far.
So how hard is it to focus on your obligations with Sporting and also your obligations with the U.S. men's national team? Like, not many people are on two teams, especially when it happens during the season. Like, if you were an NBA player, the season ends and then you go to the Olympics. That's not really how this is going to work since it happens during the calendar. How hard is it to kind of focus on both?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've never done it. It's my first time doing it, but I think you know, with the national team, when you go there, I think you kind of your head switches to them. I think for me, you know, right now in the past couple of months, I haven't even thought about the national team that much. I've been worried about winning games with Sporting and doing the best on, you know, the best here. Then now, when I go for you know, to the national team next week, then, you know, I'm gonna switch my whole mindset and kind of, you know, forget about Sporting for a little bit and try to focus on winning the Gold Cup.
I'd be so anxious if I was you without, like, really knowing what the future holds for you. Like, I'm one of those people that I want to, like, be in control and know what's happening. Like, who knows what age 20 is going to look like for you or age 21 to look like. It'd be really difficult me to always kind of live in the moment where there is, like, such uncertainty about where you could potentially be.
Yeah, it's definitely makes me a little anxious. You know, I think about it a lot sometimes, but you know, it's also because it's all good things. You know, it's all because I'm playing well right now, and you know, everything that I've worked towards is kind of happening. So it's nothing that I'm, you know, a little, like, worried about in a bad way, because, you know, it's all good things. It's not like I'm you know, worried about getting cut or anything right now, or, you know, not making the team. So I think it's all good things, and it's good problems to have.
Right now, we're talking to Gianluca Abbuccio for a couple more minutes, just kind of catching up. He is on the Gold Cup roster. Who's the person you go to for advice? Because the last time we had you on, you told us the story about Matt Beisler and him driving you to work. He's not there anymore. Like, who's the person that you go to for advice? Who's kind of your OG, your mentor?
Yeah, I think I'm a kind of, I keep to myself kind of person with that kind of stuff. I don't like asking for advice that much. I kind of just listen and learn and, you know, keep things to myself. But I think the guys here, especially, I think Roger Espinoza and Johnny Russell, those two are my, you know, closer friends who are definitely a little bit older than me. And they definitely, you know, teach me a lot of things, even when I'm not even asking. I think they've been through a lot of, you know, they've been in long careers, and they teach me a lot, and they still teach me, you know, even when I'm not even asking. So they've definitely been my mentors for the couple years I've been here.
So earlier we were talking about how much you like Drake and his music. Your favorite TV show is Friends. Can you help me understand how you're 19 years old and your favorite show is Friends? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no, I think just because I think when I was back home, it was kind of always just on. You know, it's one of those shows that you don't actually watch. It's kind of, you have it on in the background, and I always had it like that. And I'm pretty sure the first time I watched it, I didn't really watch the episode. It kind of just went through a full season of it. And then I was like, you know, there's some 20 parts that I found myself laughing to. The next thing you know, I found myself, you know, watching 8 seasons of it, and I've watched it about 3 or 4 times. So it's definitely my go-to when I need something on the background.
I hear you, but like that show for me growing up was like Golden Girls. Like it was just always on. I watched it, but I would never tell anybody. So just let you like a little background. So when you were coming on, Rob was like emailing somebody with Sporting and they were like, hey, these are talking points to talk to him about. So they like gave me this like dating profile, Tinder profile, like your likes and dislikes and all these things that when I'm reading, I'm like, how is your favorite show Friends? Like, it would make sense if you were like Avatar, Airbender, or something like that. Like a show that is like in your generation. Friends, it just I didn't understand.
I have a little bit of old soul. Yeah, I think that's kind of because my sister likes the show, so that's why I kind of fell into it.
So 4th of July weekend, what do you have up? What are your plans?
We have a game in L.A., actually, so I'll be in L.A. July 4th, and you know, hopefully we can win, and then you know, I'm going to camp the next day.
That is Gianluca Busio joining us on the show today. Man, I enjoy talking to you, man. I appreciate you coming on, and happy 4th of July, and also good luck this weekend in L.A.
Yeah, thank you. Sounds good. Nice talking to you again.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.